and not let by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Macomb County, my home county, 876,000 people. Well, the state of Michigan oversees 6.9% of the more than 4,400 road miles within Macomb County. More than 43% of the miles are under the county government's management. 35.2% are city roads. So the state, 7% basically, 43% under the county, 35% are city roads. And then there's private roads that make up the difference. Well, the Macomb County Executive Hackle said that the Senate Majority Leader Hall and the Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, both Republicans, came to Macomb County to talk about how we would fit into this movement that they're trying to get this thing to pass. He confirmed that so far, he's being courted more by the Republican lawmakers than the Democrats on this issue. I've not talked to too many of the Democrats about it at all. But he does believe that there's going to be some new tax or fee for extra state revenue. It probably is going to have to be part of the solution in the end, end quote, said Hackle. Well, I disagree, Mark, because he goes on to say this: I think there's going to be a mixture of both. You're going to see some cuts, you're going to see some redirecting of funds, and you're going to see some new funding mechanisms come into play. I'll be supportive of whatever the legislature and the governor come up with, so whatever they decide what is the right plan, I will fully support that, whatever that ends up being, end quote, said Hackle. Well, sorry, Mark, but based on the fiscal conservatism of the House Republicans, there better not be any new taxes or fees. Because if they pass anything in a compromise requiring new taxes and fees, they'll be primary challenged next year. It's that simple. We're not going to tolerate it. We will find people to run against you because you wanted to increase taxes and fees to fix this problem when you don't need to. So if you cave in to the compromise game with the governor and the Senate Democrats, you're buying yourself a primary challenger next year. I'm just telling you, the people have had it. We've got another story here from MERS News Service. 41% of Michiganders are struggling to pay their bills. And you guys want to increase taxes and fees to fix the roads? We're not going to tolerate it. It's that simple. You better not. Well, just a week or so ago, May 22nd, multiple people in groups lobbied Lansing. Multiple transit, disability groups, and union groups submitted a letter requesting that any road funding deal includes dedicating 10% to non-road components of our state budget. We'll wrap this up. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number three. Continuing on with this story about road funding. In May, multiple transit, disability, and union groups submitted a letter requesting that any road funding deal includes dedicating 10% of transportation spending to Michigan's Comprehensive Transportation Fund, the CTF. They fund non-road components like ferries, buses, and rail. I got a very simple question for you. When's the last time you took a train in Michigan? Buses? The ones that, you know, drive around with nobody in them? And ferries? Got it. 10% they want of the road funding plan to go toward ferries, buses, and rail. Hackle, Macomb County executive, warned that the more things that get added to road funding plan, the public could start developing a lesser interest in supporting it. You think? Hackle went on to say, I'm very cautious about it. If we're going to talk about road funding, let's find a solution for road funding and finally get somewhere where we can actually start fixing our roads and bridges. Then there's something that transit needs. Well, we can start looking at what those options are and what those possibilities are there down the road, end quote, said Hackle. Absolutely agree with that statement. Not going to spend any more money at all towards ferries, buses, and trains. Sorry, not interested. Fix the damn roads. This governor, Gretchen Whitmer, ran on it twice as her campaign slogan, 2018 and 2022, and she still hasn't done it. Well, it's time that the House Republicans put their foot down and say, no, it's our plan or nothing. Not going to be a compromise, not going to increase taxes and fees to pay for the roads. You've got enough of our money, figure it out. It's that simple. Now, you heard at the top of the hour earlier today, schools in 12 northern Michigan counties will not have to make up the 15 days of school due to the ice storm in late March that closed the roads, knocked out power for weeks under legislation that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law yesterday. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed House Bill 4345, which was sponsored by State Representative Cam Cavett, to give a waiver for the 24-25 school year from the law that requires school districts have a minimum of 1,098 hours and 180 days of student instructions. Cavett argued school would be going until mid-July in order to make up for the ice storms that blew through the area. Story written a week or so ago, northern Michigan schools can leave for summer break with new class time mandate exemptions proposed on May 21st, 2025. Cavett said schools don't budget for facility costs in July. Teachers and students line up summer work well before the school year ends. Districts plan regular facility maintenance for the summer because the students aren't supposed to be there. Well, Cavett and Senator John DeMoose of Harbor Springs were glad to see the bill signed, and DeMoose said it was a heavy lift to move the bill through, but it was well worth it. Had we not passed this legislation, the financial burden to our schools would have been yet another blow to our communities, which have already been struggling following this disastrous ice storm. Whitmer said that the ice storms we're still having impact on people living in northern Michigan. I've been very committed to supporting recovery efforts, protecting Michigan families from additional disruptions to their daily routines. That's why I'm proud to sign this bill that will remove unnecessary penalties and obstacles for students in schools who are just trying to get by, Whitmer said. This brings the tally of public acts signed this year to 5. That's all that this governor has signed so far this year. We're through 5 months of this legislative session, and she's only signed 5 public acts. With gridlock going between the House being controlled by the Republicans, the Senate being controlled by the Democrats, I guess the one good thing is they're not signing a bunch of laws, not passing anything, not getting anything signed. So hopefully we'll see where that goes. Let's see, one last, do I have time for this? Let's move this back to the next half hour. I want to skip this. This story's too long. Let's find this other short one I was looking for. Let's jump into this one. This is going to be an interesting story. Michigan Republican Party Chair Jim Runstedt, Republican senator from White Lake, has welcomed the new DeVos family-backed Michigan Forward Network. During a radio interview yesterday, said that this other group is going to assist the Michigan Republican Party with its projects, ones that they're not in a position to tackle right now. Runstedt said he was assured that the newly formed Michigan Forward Network, which counts among its staff as former Michigan Republican Party Chair Ronna Romney McDaniels and former State Representative Shane Hernandez, will not be a shadow Michigan Republican Party, but will act as a supplement to engage ethnic voters, among other projects. It's not being done as a kind of replacement. That's been made very clear to me. They plan to work with us and ask us, what are the things you need help with? I think it will be a great add-on to what the party, state party, is doing. Now, I want to be totally clear. This new Michigan Forward Network is not part of the group that's hosting a fake Republican Lincoln Day dinner this Saturday in Mackinac City. This Saturday's event has not been sanctioned by any Republican Party, county party, state party, or this new Michigan Forward Network put together by the DeVos family. This is a PAC. It was formed in April by people who are not part of and sanctioned by the Republican Party to host this event. I've been told by candidates potentially running for governor that they were told that this was a Lincoln Day dinner, which is normally put on by Republican county parties. That is not the case this Saturday. So if you've been approached by certain individuals to attend this $100 a plate event, it's not a Republican Party event. I don't believe there are even Republicans that are hosting it. My opinion, I'm not naming any names, but I'm just saying, I know these people, and I don't believe they have what's in the best interest of the Republican community in our listening area. As a matter of fact, I believe that they're going to use these funds to try to replace precinct delegates next year at the local county levels so that they can take control of county conventions, replace current leadership in these county parties, and to get to send their candidates, their delegates, I should say, to state conventions in the future. Now, if you want to support that, then attend the event. If you don't want to support that, then don't go. But the truth needs to get out there. This is a fake Republican event that's happening on Saturday. I know the people behind it. I don't support them in any way, shape, or form. I totally disagree with how they're trying to mislead the public that this is, in fact, a Lincoln Day dinner, when, in fact, it's not. You can call it whatever. But the proceeds are not going to either the Sheboygan County Republican Party or the Mackinac County Republican Party or any surrounding Republican Party. Jim Runstead had thought and was told that it was a Lincoln Day dinner and automatically assumed it was for the local county party. Well, he's been informed and he's not coming. And any state representative or state senator that shows up at this fake event, shame on you. But that's okay. We have elections next year for senators and state reps. So we shall see who shows up, who participates, and who may end up getting a primary challenge because of it. We have people that are going to be attending to let us know and take pictures. So attend at your own risk, your own peril. It's up to you. But again, this is going to be very, very, very interesting as to what happens with these other groups. The Michigan Forward Network by the DeVos family, evidently meeting with Jim Runstead and willing to work with the Michigan Republican Party. Why? Because it's projected that $1 billion is going to be spent in Michigan next year, according to a political consultant, Jason Rowe. With the U.S. Senate, the governor, the attorney general, secretary of state, Congress, several competitive congressional seats, as well as state representatives and state senators, are all up for grabs. Rowe went on to say, I think this is recognition that the people who care about Michigan's future need to step up and make an effort to help candidates get the resources necessary in this very important cycle. It's going to be very interesting to see how the money is raised by these various groups. DeVos, they are multi-bazillionaires along with their friends. They'll fund the Michigan Network, Forward Network is what it's called, Michigan Forward Network. Grassroots and other donors are going to help the Michigan Republican Party. That's it for this story. Now the bottom of the hour news of hour number three. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading